And Debris, experts in business, leadership, and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We're in and we're up and running. Yes, bang, 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 bang. You with myself, Paul Reeson. Whoa! There it comes, here it comes, get ready, yes, UK Health Radio, you heard it, UK Health Radio, no, I'm going to say it again, UK Health Radio, don't like it, then leave, you love it, stay, because do I have a show for you today, it's all about unlimited energy, absolutely, what is unlimited energy, it's the mind, man, it's the mind, it's the fuel, it's life, it's everything that just gets you invigorated, yes, that's where we are today, but use the thing, man. Am I bouncing today? You bet your life. I'm straight in from a trip in Ireland over last week. Met a couple of boys out there. Did a couple of business meetings, a few Guinnesses. Get that iron in you, do you know what I mean? It's all medicinal, that's for sure. But yeah, had an amazing week. Lots of things happening on a business sense. But we won't go into that today because I've got much better things to talk about. Because do I have an angel? An angel on the other side of my screen today? Absolutely. Anybody that presents themselves in the world of unlimited energy knows what energy is. And trust me, it's not as complicated as what we think, you know. We kind of just think about energy and let it dismiss, like the word love, like the word money. We feel rain and then walk through it and just don't give it any more thought, you know. The weather gives us all the delicious things in life. People complain about the rain and I say, man, how do you expect it to be green then? You know, all these wonderful things and people, oh, it's raining, I'm not going out. Wait, wait, you're waterproof. Nothing will get in there. Get out, enjoy the differentiate of the ecosystem that we offered you. And that is energy. The ecosystem of energy. What is that like? What does that feel like? You know, do we really master it? Do we get fed up, you know, of, oh, I'm down, I'm down, I'm up, I'm down, I'm up. All these things all relate to mindset, energy. And I'll go into that in a second. But you know what? Sometimes we really have to give ourselves a bit of space first to recognize energy. Energy can't come in if there's no space there. Although I'm not the guru in this. Do you know what I mean? This lady at the other side of my screen is the guru on this. I'm just hanging on in the winds of her mind today. That's what we're doing because this lady has dedicated herself to bettering the range of humankind, bettering the range of us loving ourselves, seeing ourselves, and above all, appreciating our own fingerprint of energy. That's something very few of us do. It's like, what does your energy look like, Paul? You ask my Debs, and she'll give you 3 days worth of conversation. I'm not saying it's all good, mind. Not saying it's all good, but my Debs will say, well, let me talk about Paul's energy. And she'll give you the whole range. And trust me, there is a range. It's just like, you know, enjoy putting weight on and enjoy losing weight. Understand the range of your energy. And then, do you know what? It'll be all different. But here's the thing, again, I'm powering into something I don't know enough of. And that's why we have the energy guru with us today, and let me bring her in. She's an amazing lady, the wonderful Catherine Carrigan, and here it comes. Coming in, girl. Thank you for coming on my show.
Oh, Paul, you are so sweet, and thank you everybody out there for listening, sending you love and light.
I mean, what a way to start. You just give everybody the biggest gift they could have, which is love and light. I mean, girl, be a little bit selfish. Come on. Be a little bit selfish, you know? Let's have it. So here's the thing. I want to, now, Catherine, you are also a presenter on UK Health Radio.
That's right. I am the host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I've published 10 books, and I'm a medical intuitive healer.
Wow. 10 books. Medical intuitive healer and a presenter. I mean, come on, girl. Is there any room for anything else? I mean, that's full on. That is full on. But listen, we're going to go into the layers here because here's where we are is When we think of unlimited energy, when you think about, intuitive healing, or medical intuitive healer, this isn't something that just you pop out with. It takes a university of life studies, and this is generally trauma and all the things that we have to get through to get to that place of that certification of, do you know what? I'm an intuitive healer. And also, I specialize in unlimited energy. I'm going to take a guess here, Catherine, and say you must have gone to the place of completed depleted energy to understand what unlimited energy is.
Exactly right. And Paul, one of my books is called Unlimited Energy Now. And I wrote it for people who are exhausted. So it's very simply written. And if you're too tired to read, you can listen to it. You can listen to the audiobook. But since we're talking about energy, I want to bring it back to our audience because so many people want to be rich and famous. And nothing wrong with being rich and famous. But I want to say at the outset that you are already a VIP. You are already a VIP. What do I mean by that? So you're already a unique vibrational interference pattern. So your energy is unique to you. And some of us, we can get down, we can get depressed, we can even get suicidal, and we lose our way in life. But you have to understand that your energy is actually unique. And if you are here on Earth right now, that means that there's something about you and your energy and your frequency that you and you alone can offer to the world. So when you kind of tune into that, like what is your unique energy? And that's your gift.
I
And
love
so,
that. I love that
yeah.
because Catherine, I mean, we go back to that fingerprint of who we are as individuals, and what is my unique energy? I think about that and I think it took me a long time. I'm going to say, first of all, to appreciate my energy and stop giving it away. And I learned that because I'm a recovered generous person. And I mean that I'm still generous, but I'm generous for the right reasons now, rather than guilt and all the shame that comes behind your addiction to generosity, which means I went through that many years, 50 odd years of my life, giving my energy away all the time because of my addiction to generosity. And that helped me a lot. When we talk, when we, we talk about exhausted, do we get exhausted or do we just become unmotivated? Is there a difference, do you feel?
That's a great question. And I want to go back to what you were talking about being addicted to generosity, because I think so many people are overdoers, right? And so here's just some thinking of things differently. So again, understanding that you're already a VIP, you already have unique energy, you're already a unique vibrational interference pattern. And then here's another way of thinking about it. I'm going to give you a visual. If you imagine, visualize a lighthouse, right? Now, lighthouses don't go out and try and save everybody. Lighthouses ground to the earth. They're built tall into the sky, and then they radiate their light. And so if you can just think about radiating the light of your own true authentic essence of who you are as an energy being, then everyone around you can guide themselves by your own light, right? And, right?
Do you think, Catherine, it's like an energy we don't see, but we all feel from each other?
Yes, there's a great saying, trust the vibes, energy doesn't lie. And so if you're thinking, yes, trust the vibes, energy doesn't lie. So if you think about, oh, I'm thinking about going someplace and you're like, I don't know, doesn't feel too good, then maybe it's not right for you. Or if you're thinking about, going to meet someone and it's like, I don't know, then we need to pay attention to that, right?
Do you think those vibrations you talk about, which is basically recognizing what does resonate with us energetically and what doesn't. Do you think, though, that that could be shaped from our childhood rather than it being organic to our energy fingerprint as such?
Absolutely, yes. And so many people don't know who they are. So many people don't know what their own energy is because they've accepted what's been projected onto us. Okay. So let's just talk about something like racism, right? So many people have grown up in an experience of different kind of prejudice, right? And it's like, you're supposed to be this way if you're a certain color or if you're a certain sex, right? There's also misogyny. But as you ground your own self and center yourself, then you can really tune in to your own unique energy. And that's the gift that you give to the world, right?
If going
And
back, but sorry, Catherine, I interrupted there. You keep going, girl. Because
that's
what is I'm
so
trying
when,
to.
yeah, so when you realize that you're here to be you and that your energy is your gift, right, to the world, then I don't have to be taller, have a different hair color, be better looking, richer, so on. All I have to do is to be my own true, authentic self. And so many of us, as we grow up, we are in the process. I think so many people growing up, part of it is letting go of the layers that have been projected onto you and really discovering who you really are and your own unique energy so that you can share that with the world.
Did you
If
feel when going back to your childhood then, because here's the thing is that you've evolved into this fantastic influencer now. Not just through voice, heart, and mind, through books and of course radio and whatever other platforms there are for you. But going back to your childhood then, was there a lot of tests, a lot of trauma, or a lot of emotions you had to work through? Because it sounds like you had your studies very early in life when it comes
Absolutely.
to understanding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I faced mental, emotional, physical abuse growing up. And all throughout my childhood, my earliest memory is, physical abuse. And then when my first marriage, I spent 2 years in a support group for battered women, a YWCA support group for battered women. And that was really the beginning of everything great because I remember thinking, this is ridiculous. I actually want to be happy, but I have really no idea how to be happy. But I'm like, okay, I want to be happy. I'm going to figure this out, right? So, yes, absolutely.
Mean, I always say that, our enemies are our ancient friends in disguise. They teach us the most. When you
Yes.
think back to those times, in your childhood, do you now see the actual benefits of what you went through, the trauma, now how actually, that shaped this person in front of me that is such a influencer in philosophies.
Yes, absolutely. And my father, again, I totally 100% agree with you that sometimes the people who are your greatest challengers on a soul level are actually your best friends. Yeah. And I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for my father. I learned forgiveness, right? I learned forgiveness, which is something that a lot of people never really learn, right? And I also learned to give myself permission to go my own way because so many people, they grow up and they immediately just fall into their family patterns. And it's like, well, I'm gonna, if my goal is to really be happy, then I need to find my own way. I want to do what I'm here to do, right? And I'm gonna give up people pleasing. I'm gonna give up trying to do it their way, right?
And can I ask about the energy of forgiveness? Because this is quite a complex energy. Go back like to the addiction of generosity. Forgiveness can really sort of feed into that and keep that addiction going. And now when you talk about forgiveness, I feel there's such an intelligence and I'm going to say inner strength behind when you use the word forgiveness. Did it take time for you to understand, the forgiveness which came from guilt, please love me as a child, to the forgiveness came from that spiritual self later on in life?
Absolutely. And I think that just like every lesson, you get opportunities to learn that over and over again. I'll tell you a very funny story about forgiveness. So, in addition to being a medical intuitive healer, I've also taught yoga 29 years.
Wow.
And years ago, I was teaching yoga, and it's a long story, but it was one of these things. We were meeting in a church, and someone else thought they had the room. So anyway, we're back and forth, back and forth. Anyway, we get to the end of yoga class and we had final relaxation. Well, unbeknownst to me, because I was, relaxing and meditating with everyone else, I thought, then one of the gentlemen gets up during the final relaxation. He goes into a hall and gets into an argument with a woman in the women's group, and he calls her a quote unquote fat cow.
Oh, bless.
Okay. I'm sure that made her day. Anyway, so when I, come out of final relaxation, then there was a priest. This is a Catholic church, and he was practically foaming at the mouth. He was so angry. And he's like, you all should never be allowed to do yoga here ever again. And of course, I had no idea what was going on. Anyway, there was just days of emails back and forth, and they wanted to pick the gentleman out of the church, but he was actually a member of the church. Anyway, it all goes all the way up to the head of the church. And then finally, I said, we're all just trying to learn to calm down and be better people. And that just shut everybody up. But, and then I was playing this game called the transformation game, and I got the angel of forgiveness. So, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is being willing to let go of resentment
Wow.
and being, yes, and being willing to see that there may be possibly another perspective on a soul level. You and these other people that you may have soul agreements,
Yeah,
I'm gonna
I
do
love
this,
that.
you're gonna, yes, right.
I love the shape of that, have those soul agreements where each brings value to each person's individual development and things. And also, I love that you said forgiveness is about leaving go, is leaving go of resentment. And resentment, is such a powerful camouflaged emotion. That resentment kind of almost removes the word love, even when you do love. Resentment is a very powerful. I think when we think about resentment, that's something as a child you can't feel, but it comes later in life to feel resentment. Because as a child, you're just looking for mercy almost. But as an adult, then you get resentment to what that was like. And how do you get energy from, resentment? Is it by, as you say, just forgiveness?
Well, what's interesting is whenever I start a session with a new client as a medical intuitive healer, I start every new client with a forgiveness mantra because
Wow.
it's just about clearing the energy. And if you even think about it from an energy point of view, if I'm carrying along all these resentments and old angers and hidden hurts, then that's like carrying this huge knapsack on my back.
Wow.
And it's just going to weigh me down and weigh me down and weigh me down until I can hardly move forward
Yeah.
anymore.
Wow. People just don't realize how heavy, these emotions are. They just don't get it. It's complicated. But here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna take us into our first commercial, listeners, and when we come back, we're gonna dive into Catherine Carrigan's medical intuitive healing range, because this again is such a complex. I love the idea of it. We're going to be coming back in. So we're going to be back in about 2 minutes or so. Come back and be there with us. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good. Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days and welcome back. Yes, you with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. I said it again, fourth time to say it, because I'm promoing the show. Actually, I should be promoing my guest host's show, which he will do for us now, because we have the amazing, the beautiful, the medical intuitive healer of unlimited energy. Let's bridge that together. Catherine Carrigan, thank you again for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. And if you're interested in natural healing, my show, The Natural Healing Show, teaches people how to heal themselves naturally. And I interview holistic healers from all over the world. And it's right here on UK Health Radio.
What a plug. What a plug on my show. I love it. I loved it. But here's the thing. I want to dive into now medical intuitive healer. Now, firstly, well done. Because it takes time, I'm going to say, to have recognition. Because when you put medical and intuitive before the word healing, there's a lot of controversy and a lot of kind of push and pull with those words being put together. I know because I've been in the industry, the metaphysical, as a professional medium for many years and all those things. And I understand the push and pull, but... How, first of all, what got you started?
What got me started? So as of this recording, I'm 65 years old. I've had my own business for 31 years.
Wow.
And so I have studied natural healing all over the world for 31 years. Practiced and I've done this work full time for 31 years. And at any rate, long story, when I do a medical intuitive reading, I read what I call the five levels of healing. The physical body, you know what that is. Mm-hmm. The energy body, which includes the chakras, the acupuncture meridian, and the breath. The emotional body, which is actually the largest part of any of us. The mental body, which is your thoughts and your beliefs, kind of your mental operating system. And then finally, your spiritual body. My 10th book is called Reading the Soul. And my 10th book, Reading the Soul, is about what I look for when I am reading at the soul level.
Wow.
So how did I get into this? So if you think about it, there's so many people who are wanting answers. They're wanting to get better. And they search forever, traditional and holistic healing, and they can't get better. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel that part of the reason that many people don't get well is they're missing some perspective. So, for example, lots of people, they focus on just the physical body, but they're neglecting the truth of who you are, which is that you're a multifaceted person.
Wow.
And so the average person who comes to see me has, and I work with people all over the world on Zoom, has been to at least seven other practitioners, traditional and alternative. And I feel in my mind, I work for God. And so my goal is to work as quickly as I can to help people get better. So, for example, I have a client and his job, he works in a hospital delivering food. He's 62 years old. He had seizures, epileptic seizures, every day, once or twice a day, his entire life. After our second session, the seizures completely stopped.
What?
And he'd been
Wow.
everywhere. He told me that the doctors told him that, that he was more than likely going to end up in a home unable to function. So I really truly have dedicated my life to studying and to understanding the complexities, right? And I have great respect for other practitioners. So in my mind, there is no conflict. So Mother Teresa said, don't take me to an anti-war rally. Take me to a peace rally and I will come. And so all these different kind of practitioners that we consult, they have our place. Doctors have their place. Nurses have their place, right? But a good way to think of me as a medical intuitive healer is, number one, I'm like a little detective and I help people understand what it is they're missing. And then number two, I'm highly trained as a master healer to work on the physical, energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual, and to
Wow.
work as quickly as I can, right?
Do you find, Catherine, that or have you found that all those years there's been, a I'm going to say a shift or a shift in the open-mindedness of individuals seeking out, your amazing services, but also have you found that, as we have evolved in our mindset as humans, what you do has evolved also.
For sure. Well, as far as openness to what I do, a lot of my business comes by referral. So people will be like, okay, well, you can't figure it out, just go talk to Catherine, right? And I work for a healing center in Costa Rica, and I do medical intuitive readings for the people from all over the world before they actually get to Costa Rica. And the owner, before he hired me, he got intuitive readings on himself from 100 intuitives from all over the world. And he hired me because I was the most accurate. And I've worked for him for about 8 years. So before anyone gets there, they send me a photograph, they fill out a form, and then without talking to the person, I tune into their energy and then spend an hour and a half, and write a report on what's going on every level, and then make specific recommendations about what I see will help that person get better.
I mean, that is incredible. And and then you can also have the skeptic person that would say, well, that's not even doable. But it is just fantastic. When you've been at it as many years as what you have, then I'm going to say that you have to be good at what you do to survive. And I'll say this, and it may sound a little pointy, but to survive in the industry now, you've got to be accurate. I remember my days of mediumship, I knew it was so important to be full and accurate with the information that I give. And it's very clear that you were very dedicated with your accuracy, which means you're open to accuracy. And that's what I feel the downfall is in the metaphysical industry, metaphysical people, is that they are not open to being courageous in themselves to insisting that what they do is accurate and what they give is accurate. And I say, well done to you, because it does take courage to be that open and that consistent and that direct in what it is you do as a medical intuitive healer girl.
Yes. Well, I do have certain practices that I do to get my ego out of the way. I remember when I was studying medical intuition, one of my teachers said, our job is to show up and get out of the way, right? Yeah. And then, I remember when I studied about my angels, someone said to me, "You have the gift that you can tell someone the worst thing about them in the most delightful way." And that's a gift, right? To be able to understand what's going on with someone, but also communicate with that person in a way that they can accept and not feel bad about. I mean,
Do you find, Catherine, coming to, the energy and things, because do you find that it can be depleting on your energy because of, or do you feel your endurance, your energy endurance has increased in order to compensate for the work that you do? Because it is giving, 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 giving all the time.
Yes, great question. I think that in order to continue to work as a healer, you have to have a very high level of self-care, right?
Okay.
And because if you think about a cookie jar, if you keep go giving out of the cookie jar and you don't put cookies in, then pretty soon there's no cookies to give away. I'm 65. I teach yoga 9 times a week. I refer to yoga as my mental health program. Yoga also keeps me energetically balanced, right? And then I spend a lot of time in my hammock. I have a beautiful hammock, overlooking my garden, and I nurture myself in quiet and downtime. I have a cute little cocker spaniel who's like a little teddy bear. Yeah, so I find that balance, right? And the other thing is, I think that when you recognize that you have a gift, that, like I told you about helping that gentleman get over seizures, and he had tried his entire life to get well, going everywhere. That when you realize that you have a gift, you want to take care of yourself so that you can continue to offer that gift to others, right? I hope to work at least 5 more years and hopefully beyond that, right?
And it is,
Yeah.
again, it's beautiful when we think about, you talk about self-care and the importance of managing your energy and being selfish, because self-care is about being selfish. It's about, looking after who you are. And do you find that, very few people understand the importance of self-care? They know self-damage. As you said earlier, there's a difference in human doings and human beings. There's a different, completely different range of person. And do you find that the majority of people that are depleted energetically, it's more of a self-care thing rather than anything else. It's more of a self-care. I mean, and then, let's put trauma in there if we have to, because that depletes energy, and
Yeah.
trauma is a wide range of everything. But
Yes.
I mean, how do we recognize when we need to sort of really start giving ourselves more care, more space? Because most people are running forever.
That's right. And in our culture, the Western culture that we live in, what gets rewarded is earning money.
Oh.
That, like me, I'm a single woman. I'm self-supporting. I pay all my bills myself. But if I don't take great care of myself, I can't continue to work.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, the first clue that you need to improve your self-care is when your energy gets depleted. And my observation, going back to my work as a medical intuitive, I'll give an example. So, for example, I was talking last week with a client, and it was about her fiance, and he exercises every day, he eats well. So on many levels, you could say he has a high level of self-care. But where he was getting depleted was what on the mental level and on the spiritual level.
Oh,
Well,
wow.
how do we get depleted mentally? A first way is with decision fatigue. Too many choices, right? It's like, I got to figure out this, figure out that, figure out this, figure out that. Or when we're constantly engaged in the drama of the world.
Yeah.
So, for example, in the US, we just had an election, a presidential election, right? And you can spend, hours and hours every single day reading all the news, listening to the pundits, talk about why they think things happened. So we can easily get mentally depleted when we engage too much in the drama of the world. The poet William Wordsworth had a wonderful saying. He said, "The world is too much with us. The world is too much with us," right?
Wow.
And so a lot of us get mentally depleted. He was also spiritually depleted. And what that was about was he felt like he had to continue to work. But on a soul level, he was already ready to retire. And he was just thinking about, okay, I can't wait till I can go fishing every day and so on. And so, part of it is that we have to recognize that as a human being, you have a body, so you've got to take care of your body, right? Even if you're a spiritual person, you still have to take care of that. You also have an energy system. And when your energy starts to get depleted, you've got to pay attention to that. Are there people who are depleting me? Are there things that I'm doing that are depleting me, right? Are there people who are using me? Am I not setting good enough boundaries? Emotions are a huge thing. And so, for example, I'm going to do a medical intuitive reading tomorrow, and with a gentleman, he sent me a 3-page summary of his health history, and I read it, and like, this man is not taking care of his emotional self. And you have to understand, Freud said that buried emotions never die; they just show up in uglier ways. So a lot of our aches and pains is actually unresolved emotions. And I wrote about this in at length in my book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering. So, as they say, pain is inevitable, suffering's optional. So pain is the physical, suffering's the emotional, but you're a human. There's never a day or never a year where you're not going to have emotions. And all of that stuff, when you first have an emotion, you're usually aware of it for about 6 days. But when you don't fully resolve it, it gets buried into your body after about 20 days. And that's when you get nasty things like cancer or other chronic illnesses. So it doesn't mean that you need to go and talk, because talk therapy has its place. And again, I respect all healers, everything has its place. But once something's really old, and it's old emotions, then it's literally going to be buried in your physical body. And so,
Kathleen, that is profound.
it is profound. So when I have clients like who are dealing with old trauma, I mean, at a certain point, it's helpful to say, okay, this happened, I was raped, I was attacked, and so on. That has its place, but then it's literally in your physical. And there are techniques that I use that allow you to release these old emotions that do not involve talking. And I was thinking about it this morning. I think that's why, like, men are all about efficiency, as you know. And so I think that's why so many men, they don't want to go to a talk therapist, because they're like, this is a waste of time. And you know what? They're right. Right? If you're talking about what happened last week, okay, that's helpful, right? But if you're talking about what happened 20 years ago, it's like it's in your body.
Catherine, I mean, this is such an insight. I mean, it's enlightening what you're sharing here. It is absolutely fantastic. And I'm almost resentful I gotta take us into an ad because it's absolutely beautiful. But I want to come back and I want to talk about decision fatigue. That is a massive one we want to go into. So listeners, you we can do when we kind of come back, we can also call out some of Catherine's I'm gonna say important contact details, email and things is what's important here. But right now, jump into this ad. We're going to be back in about 2 minutes. See you on the other side. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships Registry. The Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days! And yes, you're back with myself, Paul Rees, on, I'm going to say it, UK Health Radio. And what a show. If you have just arrived, go back to the beginning, start again. Don't come back in here because you've missed too many golden nuggets. Because darn it, as Catherine Carrigan absolutely confettied so much wisdom on the show today, I am leaving saturated in enlightenment for sure. I may have to take myself a quick shower so I can relieve myself of how much excitement I'm in right now because it's been an amazing show. But here we are. First of all, Catherine, how do we find you? What's your email and things, girl?
All right. So CatherineCarrigan.com, Catherine with a C, last name CarrigaN.com, UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. You could find my books on Amazon. I published 10 books. You can listen to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio here on the wonderful UK Health Radio, or you could email me at Catherine with a C at CatherineCarrigan.com.
There it is. And also, all her social media stuff will be out with the show, that's for sure. Because we're allowed to do that, because we can. Here's the thing. Before we went into the commercial, you mentioned decision-making fatigue. This is massive, massive right now. And just touch on that with us, because I want to go into another shape to this also. I mean, wow. I get it.
Okay, well, I'll give an example from one of my clients. So right now, a client of mine is building a new house. So it's like, all right, what color do we paint this room? What color do we paint that room? What color do we paint this room? And then what lamp? What light shade? What? Just on and on and on, right? And yet, in our real life, we're also constantly being forced to make constant snap decisions. Now, I'm human just like everybody else. And I have been scammed on the internet. And part of how they scam you is they hurry you up. They get you in a hurry so that you're so in a rush that you get flustered that you don't make good decisions. And if anybody's rushing you, then more than likely there's something wrong, right? And one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Intuition Now. And I talk about the different kinds of intuitive gifts. And there are some people, the people who are high in clairsentience, the feelers, where you need to go by yourself and get in your own energy and feel into how you feel as you think and consider decisions. Because it's so easy to get swept up into other people's energy and do whatever they want you to do, right?
That's incredible, right? What you said there. You get swept up into other people's energy and you know, almost like energy vampires is what we do. But I want to go into, you know, when you talk about decision fatigue, you know,
We are bombarded with digital technology, which means that in many ways we are thinking far quicker than necessary because we've been forced to think quick, like almost like thinking as fast as a cursor. But also, it means that our poor wisdom is being shoved out. It's not given room because we've got to stop to hear our wisdom. And I want to ask you a question. With us not giving room for our wisdom, surely we are then depleting, because do you feel wisdom gives us energy?
Absolutely. Wisdom absolutely gives us energy. And I'm going to bring us to a lessons from Tai Chi and Qigong, right? So Chinese martial arts. So in Qigong and Tai Chi, they talk about your Dan Chens. In yoga, we talk about our chakras. So lower Dan Chen around your belly, that's the energy that you develop. That's kind of like your tank, like your gas tank. The energy around your middle Dan Chen is your heart, and you live your life from your heart energy, right? I'll say that again. You live your life from your heart energy, right? So if you think about when you do things that you're passionate about, then it gives you motivation. And then finally, you have upper Dan Chen, and that is your wisdom energy, right? And when you. It is actually pretty great being older because things come up and you'll be like, you know, that's kind of like what that happened before, you know, and in this other situation, when I made a mistake, right? Then you can go back on your wisdom. But absolutely. So your spiritual wisdom absolutely gives you energy. And a good way to think about it, it's this huge reservoir that gives you an inner resilience. So that when life happens and things don't go your way, and you have that spiritual wisdom, then you have that spiritual strength to
Wow.
get through whatever life throws at you.
I mean, how can we remind ourselves, to stop and just how allow our wisdom? Because this, for me, what you're sharing is hugely important, because it's a double whammy. It's one, you will think with more clarity and quality, but also you get more energy then from just thinking and allowing that wisdom. What's happening, do you think? With all every, people are addicted to the mobile phone, which can't give you wisdom. I mean, where do you think we are going?
Well, I think, you know, going back to solutions, because I'm very solution oriented, I think it's really helpful for people to have personal practices that help you to reconnect to your wisdom.
Oh, wow.
So the moment I open my eyes when I'm lying in bed, I start my spiritual practice. I meditate, I say the Lord's Prayer, I pray for a long group of people every day. And then I listen to my angels. So I call in my angels one by one. I know where they are. They're in my field. And I ask them for help and support.
Wow.
And then I actually ask my angels for guidance for that day. And sometimes I actually channel, right? I bring out my journal and I channel what they have to say, you know, and they're incredibly accurate. So I write down, and sometimes they just give me a word for the day, like be at peace. You know, be peace, right? I hear that a lot. Be the peace that you want to see in the world, right? So some whether it's a long message or a short message, if we have a personal practice to tune into and reconnect with our spiritual guidance, then you're solid, right? Then whatever happens, then you have that resilience and that inner strength to withstand whatever life throws at you that day, even if it's kind of challenging.
I mean, that is, it's beautiful, because what you're saying there is, everybody out there, be accountable. Hear yourself. So many people don't hear who they are. They don't hear their energy, don't hear their thoughts, they don't hear their breath, they don't hear their lungs, they don't even hear their own voice. Many people just don't even hear their voice, they're so disappointed in what they believed to be they are. And it is a tricky one, And we've got about 30 seconds left, so if we want to add into that, that'd be great there, Catherine.
So I think that one of the things that we have to realize is that what you see in social media is often not real. It's completely fake, right? And people are presenting out into the world, this image of who they are, who that may not be true. So if you judge yourself by that fake image, you may feel bad about yourself. But if you drop into your own wisdom and follow your own guidance, then you will be led to all that is good and wonderful that will make you happy and successful.
Wow, Catherine Carrigan, what a way to finish the show. I absolutely loved it. What a slice of wisdom, man. It was beautiful. Listeners, what can I say? We've been absolutely spoiled today with Catherine Carrigan. It's been all spiritually beautiful. And there it is, Unlimited Energy. Go and find her books. If you can't find her, you will find her because this girl is everywhere. It's been absolutely beautiful. Until this time next week, listeners, what we say? Bye for now and boom!
Emotion.